Perhaps the greatest challenge of that is how it pertains to probably the most important question you can ask once you've asked, how do I live? How do I act? What sort of world do I create? The next most important question is, how does this relate to my dying? What happens when I get to the end? And a lot of people come to Buddhist classes and get involved with the Dharma, and that's one of the things they want to know. Because they've grown up in various traditions that gave them various answers that they didn't find satisfactory. Whether it's another Buddhist tradition or whether it's a theistic tradition. I'm going to explore this by looking at vision. Vision. The process the Buddha describes in life, that things arise and roll on and pass away when the conditions to support them no longer exist. The Buddha basically says, that process continues through death in some sort of way. And I'll come back to the specifics of this later. And he also says quite concretely, on some level through death, that process of things arising and rolling on, phenomena arising and rolling on, is partly conditioned by our karma, by our actual behaviour. And the Buddha's saying it's objective, that that is just the case. Even if it can only be understood by the enlightened mind, it is the case. And it's a vital aspect of what gives rise to future consciousnesses, future beings, as they manifest, as they're reborn, or more properly, as they re-become. Using big inverted commas, it's a vital part of what manifests when we re-become. And again, this is the sort of thing, it leads you, it's like Alice down the rabbit hole. You just think, what on earth does this mean? What on earth does this mean? What do we do with that? What do we do with all that? We, a bunch of processes, come to the end of our life, and somehow, some aspect of our karma, some aspect of conditionality playing out through our behaviour, has some sort of continuity beyond physical death. That's what the Buddhist tradition says. And it says it quite clearly. It doesn't kind of hedge around it and say, well, you can kind of take this or leave it. It's there, right at the heart of the Buddha's teaching. The process that he describes when he gains enlightenment, he then goes on to extrapolate on, and he takes it through the process of dying. So we could just leave it there. I could just end the talk here with that question. What do you make of that? Hands up if that makes immediate sense to you. Hands up if you get a little inkling of something, a texture of something or a feel of something. Some tentative hands. Yeah, some notes. I was quite touched by that lady when she told me the story, because I suppose actually when it comes down to it, when any of this teaching touches death in your experience, it becomes important. And I found myself thinking, I don't want to be part of a credulous religion. I grew up in a religious context, and whatever its benefits may be, something about it didn't ring true to me. It asked me to believe too many things that I could not verify in my experience. So I don't want to be part of a credulous faith or a credulous religion. And it definitely precipitated a little crisis of sorts at the time. I was like, yikes, here we are. How do you teach about karma and rebirth without compromising the world of science that we know? Without compromising the rational world that we know? Without compromising your own time, your own age?